It is a classic case of not in my backyard.
The material is already there. The ash is already there. You can go and see it.
Nicole Anderson Ellis lives in the Verina district.
And it is particularly disturbing because it's uncovered. And, you know, the kind of weather we've had. On the 1st of December, we had 46 mile per hour gusts in Richmond. And this is uncovered material that may contain heavy metals seated adjacent to a residential neighborhood.
So how is it possible that they can go ahead and dump it without getting permission to dump it?
It's a wonderful question, Charles, and it's a question that I'm going to ask at the hearing on Thursday.
And she is right. The coal ash is already there, apparently going beyond the provisions of the county permit.
Now, the Department of Environmental Quality has issued what they call a beneficial use determination that indicates that they are comfortable under the state permit for Teal to accept this material.
That's Enrico Planning Director Joe Emerson.
But their conditional use permit from the Board of Zoning Appeals of Henrico County does not allow for them to accept this material. So in order for them to take it, the BZA would have to grant that allowance within their conditional use permit.
So now, the East End Landfill Company wants county approval for what they're already doing.
Board of Zoning Appeals could grant it on the spot. They can grant it with or without conditions. Or they could take public input and request additional information from staff and defer action.
There will be public input tomorrow morning. Nicole will be there, and so will Verina Supervisor Jim Donati.
This thing has kind of been a thorn in their side for right go a while, especially the folks that I represent in the eastern part of the county. And just immediately south of this landfill on Darbytown Road is, you know, just hundreds and hundreds of homes, just huge subdivisions back there. And the Darbytown Road quarter, which this thing sits, is pretty much a residential quarter as far as traffic. You know, it's not like being over on Charles City Road where the other landfills are, which is an industrial quarter. So people have to contend with all that traffic. And the way the prevailing winds are, the smell from this property has been an issue over the last year or so. And that has really gotten people upset.
This is also a landfill that has, in the last 2 years, failed six straight inspections. They were fined $100,000 last summer alone from the DEQ.
The landfill is located on Darbytown Road, just south of Montrose. We attempted twice yesterday to talk with company officials, but were unsuccessful. They are scheduled to argue their case to continue to dump coal ash at their facility before the Henrico County Board of Zoning Appeals tomorrow morning at 9. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.